Hi, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and LDS General Conference is right around the corner, and it's a time of peace, hope, and reflection where we can decide to make positive changes in our lives based on what we've heard from our inspired leaders. And throughout this month, we've interviewed singles, a mom of three, and missionaries about how they prepare to get the most out of this experience. And today, we're talking with Zach and Kelly Edwards, a newlywed couple who are sharing why conference is such a special time for them and their relationship. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So first of all, why do you each individually look forward to General Conference?
Well, for me, I think it's just a really awesome time to take stock of where you are in your life. And every time I listen to conference, I always am impressed with how just timely the messages are for obviously the entire, you know, population, but also just for me personally. So I just love it as a weekend to just say, okay, this is where I'm at in my life. This is where I want to be. And just sort of take inventory of what needs to continue, what needs to change.
I find that the theme of General Conference ends up fitting exactly with my life.
What are some examples of life changes that you've made based on the counsel you've heard in conference?
Well, I know for me, I was one of the missionaries who left on a mission right after the age change. I was 21 at the time, so I already could have gone on a mission. However, I had chosen not to. But it just so happened that that same time where we had General Conference and it all centered around missionary work, I felt like I needed to serve a mission as well. And so it was a really exciting time because I had a brother who was 18 years old and he also chose to serve a mission at that time as well. It was a really special experience. And I'm just grateful that I had conference then to assure me that it was the right decision.
Yeah, I think as I've sort of like gotten older, conference has just taught me and reminded me to be as deliberate as possible in living my faith, living my religion. I always come away impressed with how much of an active religion we have. And it's just a good reminder to be very, just deliberate in how I go about, you know, keeping covenants and serving others. And so it's always, that's what I've been taking away from it, I think.
I think when I watch conference, it's made apparent to me how much of a verb faith is and how, you know, we do more than just accept Jesus Christ into our lives. We accept him in everything that we do and we make choices based on that acceptance. And that's really what saves us. And I think conference helps remind us of those daily things that we need to do to keep Christ at the center of our lives. So how do you individually and as a couple prepare?
For myself, I think it's just a matter of to make sure that your weekend is free. I know it's something I've tried to be better at, just making sure that I'm giving it the attention and the time that it deserves. And also I've just found in the week leading up, just if I make a conscious effort to think about things that I maybe want, I hope to have addressed by the prophet, then I think there's a better chance that the Spirit can help me find those things I'm looking for. As far as a couple, we're pretty new at this, so we've just had one conference to be married, but I think some of the habits we want to develop are just similar, just making sure that it's like a time that we block out, we make an effort to avoid distractions. And
I would say as a couple, it helps us realign our goals. So we kind of align our goals before General Conference, and then we get to talk about all the talks and just talk about which ones we felt were most important to helping us be better. And then I would say individually, I like to just go ahead and prepare questions that I have that I would like answered in conference. And I've seen that work in the past, that I've been able to receive promptings based on questions that I've asked. And
so as a young couple in this day and age, we're dealing with a lot of, you know, and I'm in the same boat as you guys, we're dealing with a lot of stressful situations just based on things that are going on in the world. And a lot of people our age, I think it would be easy to think, you know, the prophets and apostles, they're older men, they might be out of touch with the things we're going through. How do you keep your testimony of what they're saying is true?
The counsel that the prophets and apostles give, I think the quickest way to know if it's outdated or if it's relevant is just how, you know, the ultimate litmus test is the effect it has in your personal life. As far as the attitude that maybe they're outdated or times have changed, I personally, I just kind of think, you know, the more things that we, the more that things seem to change in this world, I think the more they kind of stay the same. And I think Elder Perry always did a really good job of teaching how the lessons that we should live are the exact same no matter what the current political scene is or the current economic scene or what's happening. Of course, there's things in our day and age that are very specific to 2016, and there's things that have never been repeated before in the history of the world. But I really believe that the principles that the Savior taught 2,000 years ago are the exact same ones that'll bring the same peace he taught about and the same happiness that he taught about today. And I personally guess feel a sense of gratitude that Heavenly Father chooses men who have seen cycles go in ups and downs and things and seen the world dip and prosper. For me, it helps me trust them more than if it was someone who I think was experiencing things for the first time.
Absolutely. That's a really good point to make. Yeah. What do you think, Kelly?
I feel like the prophets and apostles, they've been in our shoes before. It may have been different temptations during their times. They might have had different trials, but they've definitely had a similar path of life that we have sometimes. I just feel like many people will tell us that we're so restricted and we can't have as much fun as they can, but really, we're able to have more freedom. We're able to be healthier and live happier lives based on the principles that we learn from our leaders.
So what would you guys do if you were talking to a couple who might be kind of on the fence about watching General Conference in a couple of weeks together? What would you say to them?
I know that it's a time that I just wouldn't want to miss. I know I've never made the effort to, you know, clear out my schedule and be awake and alert and or even attend a session at the conference center. I've never made that effort and regretted it afterwards. I've never walked away thinking, you know, I would have gotten more out of, you know, spending my Saturday morning on the lake or golfing or whatever. I've never regretted that. But I can probably say the opposite, where times in my life when I haven't been as diligent, and it's, you know, it's happened plenty of times, I have come away thinking, you know, I would have gotten more out of, or I should have, you know, been where I was supposed to be today, doing what I was supposed to have done. So for anyone that I think is maybe hesitant or thinking it might be a waste of their time or, you know, an irrelevant use of their time, I would just say it's what's taught over and over in the scriptures, is we have to test the word, and we have to, you exercise our faith, and if that's how you can exercise your faith this week, is by choosing to spend your time listening to conference, then I think there's no way that you would come away from that regretting that.
I feel like General Conference just makes you want to be a better person, and so I would definitely recommend it to anyone who's considering watching it or considering doing something else. I would recommend going ahead and watching General Conference, because you come away happier, feeling a spirit of peace.
Thank you too for being here today. Really appreciate your words and your advice. And remember that you can stream all of General Conference live or later on mormonchannel.org starting on Saturday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on your favorite talks using the hashtag LDSConf. And our quote of the day comes from Sister Linda K. Burton, the General Relief Society president. And she says, "As covenant-keeping men and women, we need to lift each other and help each other become the people the Lord would have us become." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.